Too many of y'all in the comfort zone. You got to stay on the cutting edge.
Welcome to LeroyThompson.tv, where you get the cutting edge.
Into your feet and welcome the gift of our apostle.
Hallelujah. I receive. I wish I seat some of the boys. I'm looking for Joe and Carlo. They need to be at this meeting this morning, boy. I tell you, you know, it's like you can listen to a sermon, but it's not like being in when the life and the breath is being breathed at the very moment. And then Leroy is telling me this is on a private line. Nobody gonna be able to cut in on this, but people who register or LTMA members have a private line for this minister's conference. Because we're gonna be saying some personal things and about our association and things we want to impart to those who are connected with us. And so we're not gonna let nobody be stealing, you know. Not people steal, be stealing. You don't know they're on the line, you're just eavesdropping. Well, they won't eavesdrop on this meeting. And if you were money hungry, you'd have to let them come on. They might send something, you know. But when you're not money hungry, you don't have to let them come on. You either want it or you don't want it.
That's right.
You hear what I said?
Yes, sir. That's
right. You either want it or you don't want it. One, two. Let's lift our hands again and just thank God for our ministries, the gifts that are in this room, and the many things that God have brought you to and through. I don't hear y'all. Thank you. I'm not going to do it for you. Glory to God. I'm not going to do it for you. Thank you, Lord. Have you done anything for you? Praise your holy name. I'm praying for myself. Glory. I'm praying for myself. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 All right. You may be seated. Get ready to write, because we've got a lot of spiritual business.
Yes, sir.
We're going to take care of in these. How many sections we got?
Eight
sections. First of all, I want you to write. I'll tell you how the Lord had me pray for this meeting. I was taught by my spiritual father how to operate and function in spiritual things. And I know one thing, that meetings will not be much no matter what information you have, if you have not made contact with heaven. And so in my prayer time, I pray in the spirit, talking in English sometime about a meeting. And finally, he got around to tell me what to pray about for this meeting. He come to the point of moving in the flow. Yeah, he told me to pray about the flow of ministry. And so he gave me a scripture. I'm going to give you the scripture. I'm not going to preach from it. But then John 7, 37 through 39. You know, he talks about being thirsty and then come and drink.
Yes, sir.
Then he talks about believing. And he said, out of their belly shall flow. Rivers of living water.
Yes.
And so I believe this was going to happen to us this week. I've been praying along the line for the flow. And then, you know, I'll deal with different topics in the morning and at night in this meeting. I know I'm dealing with ministers here and one on the internet. But the overall theme is how to flow and flourish in ministry.
Yes, sir.
How to flow and flourish in ministry. Now, we recognize this is spiritual, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So the flesh, you cannot maintain a ministry by flesh.
Yes, right.
And so I had my secretary to look up flow, to move along in a stream, to circulate, to issue or proceed from a source. See, all of this means something to me.
Yes, sir.
I like this one when you talk about flow and talk about your ministry, because there's going to be a time of impartation too, you see.
That's right.
It's mean to proceed continuously and smoothly. See, once you get in the flow right, I know about that, that you proceed continuously and smoothly. Smoothly. No matter what come up. There's a vein that you can get in with God in the spirit realm. Nothing will stop you from proceeding continuously. And nothing will stop you from moving smoothly. That's worth listening to it. And then when you talk about flourishing, you know, flourishing, and Psalm 92 talks about that. We might read that. That's not my text, but it says, to be successful, prosperous, to be in its all in one's prime. Be at the height. To make dramatic, sweeping move.
All right. That's good.
Now, some of you are hurting in ministry. The Lord will deal with your hurt, and there will come deliverance in wisdom and insight how to move hurts out of your ministry. And that your ministry can enter into a place of flourishing. So I don't know, I didn't read that verse this morning, but just look at the 92nd Psalm. I'll look at it before I go to this morning text and give you what we're going to deal with this morning. But I promised the Lord I would yield to the Holy Ghost. There in Psalm 92, verse 12, it said, a righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts, plural, of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat. They shall be fat and flourish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to turn your Bibles now to Acts chapter 6. I'm going to do the apostle address on Wednesday night. There are some things that I got to clear up on grace. God took me far enough in there to see some things that the grace, just teaching on grace camp, have erred in taking things out of the Bible. And as an apostle, he sent me in as an undercover boss. You know, any of y'all ever seen undercover boss? You go in there and they think you're a regular employee. I don't know, I'm grace boy, but I thought I was a regular employee, a regular preacher. No, I was in there on assignment, I didn't know it. To help, and I'm not going to talk about nobody. I'm just going to make sure our camp understand. We don't want you definitely don't want to leave grace out, but you want to put it in right. Amen. So we'll get to that for this week. Oh, we'll turn to Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6. And you know how to flow and flourish in ministry. I'll be putting a subtopic all this week under that. And we'll go as far as the Spirit of God wants us to go. That's far enough, isn't it? In Acts 6, ministers ought to be acquainted with this text, but there are some things the Spirit of God have showed me that I think will cause us to flow and flourish. And so understanding fully prayer and the word connection in ministry. Understanding fully prayer and the word connection in ministry served me well over the years. Here we have a problem. You see, prayer solved problem, you know. In the sixth chapter of Acts, you there? Let's just, I'm just going to read a few verses just to get us acquainted with the text again and to warm our spirit up. I feel the Holy Ghost that we can make some haste here this morning. Huh? Get blessed. So he says, in those days when the multitude of the disciples Well, multiplied, that's good news right there.
Right.
Any good ministry with any salt would want to multiply some. But with multiplication come other things. And there arose a murmuring of the Grecians, more people, more problem, against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. So you got to know how to solve problems. Now a person who prays will know. Then the 12 called a multitude of the disciples unto them and said, now this statement need to be underlined. I need you to highlight from, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. If you can get a hold of that from me, that'd be good. Because this is the highlight factor here. I need you to get your hand on this. Get your hand on this. Because sometimes we get too busy with programs and projects. And people are pulling us one direction and another direction. But the Bible says it is not reason that we should leave the word of God. Leave the word of God and do something else. We'll find out that Martin Mirror had an argument about that. See, the word, we got to keep the word in first place. You see, and I think what have happened in ministries, so many strategies and new ideas and technologies have come, they think that the Spirit moved by something else. But the Spirit of God only moved by the word. See, a non-praying preacher will try everything that come along and go with it, because they never know how to check it, never know how to discern it, never know how to stop that which is not working according to the will of God. So I want you to emphasize this to you, underline this in your Bible. It is not a reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Serve tables consist of normal activities. It's not really activities that a minister should be concerned about. He should be concerned about the spirituality or the spiritual meat that the people are receiving. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
See, the word is so important that we stick with the word. So I say stick with the word, stick with the word. Don't leave the word, you see. And so we're going to read, and I'll stop every time I need to say something to you about this. Wherefore, in the third verse, brethren, look you out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Now, these things have to be in you to be a successful minister, to flow and flourish in ministry, not only for the deacon or whoever they're selecting here, but the minister have to be honorable, honest, full of the Holy Ghost. You hear me answering myself this morning. Full of the Holy Ghost. And wisdom. You can't be stupid in ministry. And I heard the Spirit of God, another thing he said. You can't be stupid in ministry. Something below your dignity. See? So we need to have these qualifications. In our lives, we need to be full of the Holy Ghost. We need to be honest and full of wisdom. That's Jesus' ministry had that, you see. But the fourth verse is our key text. Here, as we talk about understanding fully prayer and the word connection in ministry. Throughout the book of Acts, almost every chapter, you're talking about some type of prayer and victory and multiplication and the church being added to. And problem being settled with sweatless effort. Yeah, hallelujah. I mean, not things going on and on and on and on and on. No, because ministers who pray know what to do. Ministers who flow with the word know how to handle the sword of the Spirit. Amen. So here's a golden text here in the fourth verse. But we will give ourselves. You know, nobody really can make you pray. You got to understand the fortitude and the strength of prayer. And then you'll pray. You'll pray. You'll notice in my ministry this week, my ministry will flow this week because of prayer. I'm so assured and so have so much courage and confidence in ministering to you because of prayer. prayer, meditating the word.
Yes, sir.
That combination is powerful.
Yes.
Powerful. We will give ourselves continually to prayer. Not sometime. Continually to prayer and to, there's two things, the ministry of the word. Now prayer cannot survive without the word, and the word can't survive without prayer. Get that? I said prayer cannot survive without the word. There's no such thing as praying without the word. And there's no such thing as speaking the word without prayer.
Yes, sir.
The two go hand in hand.
Yes, sir.
They complement,
yes, sir,
each other. They are a divine combination that cannot be denied by the devil.
Yes, sir.
Cannot be denied by the system and cannot be denied by self.
Yes. All right.
Prayer and the word will get the job done.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What I said? Prayer and the word. Notice I didn't say the word would get the job done. Well, notice I didn't say prayer would get the word done. Prayer and the word. And continuously. Every day, every time, pray. It's a sad thing to see a man or a woman try to work the word,
yeah,
try to preach, or try to teach,
yeah,
and they haven't been with God.
Yeah.
I can tell it every time. I say, oh, God, where did I park?
Yeah.
You know, you can tell if someone has prayed, or someone, you know, it almost like a poem,
yeah,
without the breath of prayer.
Yeah.
See? So here, I love this text. But we will give ourselves continuously to prayer. Read it with me. But we will give ourselves continuously to prayer. All right, you said it. There it is. You just said it. That's what I need for you to do. That's what we need to do. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man. Now here's another aspect of it. Full of faith. Full of faith. You see that? Why you ain't underlining none of that stuff? Full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. And Philip and Prochorus and Nicanus and Timon and Parnes and Nicholas and a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid hand on them. Now, all of this is interwoven here. You know, we talk about increasing our ministry in every aspect, people, the resources we need to carry the ministry out. Notice the seventh verse, another one of my favorite verses. It happened because of the fourth verse and the third verse, you see. And the word of God increased. I wonder why. Well, you got people full of faith, full of the Holy Ghost, full of wisdom, taking care of the table, and you got men of God who continue in prayer and the ministry of the word, and nothing can stop the word of God. It's saying the word of God increased. Notice, it's good news. Number of disciples, was your church not growing? Now I'm going to make a statement. If your church not growing, you're not flowing. So we want to correct that today, you see. Don't be hard headed. Listen, God sent you here for a reason. There's breakout and breakthrough in these sessions.
Yes.
And at the same time, one of the key texts from this, Paul said in Philippians 1:7. Turn there. I was going to wait later, but turn there. Because here's what this meeting is all about.
Yes, sir.
See, there's an impartation will be released here this week. But you cannot be stubborn. You cannot be stuck.
Yes, sir.
You cannot be satisfied. No, you got to turn and be serious and know that the Lord is still speaking. Are you following me?
Yes,
if it's not working, if it broke, get rid of it. I mean, I'm proud to believe all my sons and daughters have gifts. Now, some of our gifts has been contaminated over the people we follow so many years. And it's hard, sometimes it's hard to get that out of you. You know, you just want to stick with it, but it ain't working. So I by the help of the Holy Ghost, I plan on giving you enough information this week that can revolutionize your ministry.
Yes,
but, you know, being a hearer of the word and not a doer, looking in the mirror, seeing what kind of man you are and then go away and forget what manner of man you are, you're not going to have no results. I'm here for results, Junior. Yeah, I'm here for results. Anybody else here for results? Yeah, you see, you can think and go so much. Now, let me use one of my words. Think and go so much you can commonize. Make it common. You know, you're just going to a minister's conference. Now, you don't do that here. No, Jesus, Lord in heaven, don't do that here. God is going to do some things in your life. Some things you know. Some things will be breathed on you already know. But there's an anointing just for this meeting. You heard me? You know, sometimes we go to meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting, and we think they're all alike, and we let emotion get before the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
See, a lot of performers stop the flow.
Yes, sir.
And we get something, we think we got the Holy Ghost, but we just got happy.
Yes, sir.
No, there's a river of life flowing out of me. Tell the person next to you, there's a river of life flowing out of me. Make the lamb to walk and the blind to see. Hallelujah. I say there's a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well. Hallelujah. I want to get the stench and the stillness and the slowness out of your ministry. You cannot be connected to my anointing and remain the same.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you read me right. See, sometimes people read me wrong.
Yes, yes.
They think my motive is for you. I'm here for you.
Yes,
you know, it's cold and I got 6 fireplaces in my house.
Yeah.
Six. Oh, yeah, I could, you know, I could be sitting by one of those fireplaces.
Yes,
but I'm out here with you.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yes, sir.
But I'm not here for no ulterior motive. I'm here.
Yes,
I'm here to carry out the master's business.
Right.
Are we connected?
Yes, sir.
Well, we ought to get the same result. So I want you to put in practice the things we're hearing here. All right? What did I tell you, Tony? Yeah, I won't go there just to substantiate something else that's going to that is happening this week. And we can come in agreement about this. In Philippians 1:7, but that's not our text. We're going to go back to our text in a minute. It says, even as it meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Now, you don't know how much I pray for you.
Yes, sir.
Hours and hours.
Yes, sir.
Insomuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of my grace.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You see, now, as far as anointing, you will see anointing. You will hear revelation this week. That's part of my grace. But then God put some material things for you to see about how ministry should go. I try to dress a certain way because we know we got the little open shirt deal going on now. And I don't think it's proper and appropriate for ministers to let their dignity down. My father taught me that. And, you know, I tried that mess, but it won't work. You should dress like a man of God.
Yes, sir.
Like old Heston dressed there.
Yeah.
And you always dress him like that.
Yeah.
Dress, have some dignity about your dressing.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
All right, now let's go back to our text. You may be seated. We got a lot of work to do.
Yes, sir.
So there we see in Acts 6:4. Let me give you some little excerpt here now. We'll give ourselves continuously to prayer and the minister of the word. You see that, right? Then in the 7th verse, it says, because they give themselves to prayer and the minister of the word, you minister, when you pray right, you minister the word right.
Yes, sir.
So that means you get right results.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes,
sir. And so that, the word of God increase, when the word of God increase, ministry increases.
Yes.
So the word increase your ministry
yes, sir.
In every way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now go on over in Acts, talk about the early church over there in the second chapter. Go back to the second chapter of the book of Acts. And we read in the 42nd verse, Acts chapter 2, 42. And they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread. Now notice what it said then. And in prayer. That early church was a praying church, boy. And the Bible says, the 43rd verse, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders, you see it? Many wonders, everybody say wonders. Not one wonder, but wonders. You know, wonder how this happened. But it's, see, what we're doing is, we're jabbing into the supernatural. See now, as ministers, we got to know how to jab into the supernatural. You see, the supernatural will draw and attract people. And the supernatural will help people. And people will come where they're going to get help. They don't want to come where your program is and all these rules you got and all the, you know, you got 15 members and 95 rules. Let the Holy Ghost flow, man. People coming to church to visit you all uptight and got all these rules and reading all these creeds. And say, man, if I ever get out of here, I'll never come back again. So some of these, we got to get rid of some of these creeds we've learned from other people and these long confessions without preaching the word and fussing at people and cussing and cutting up. And the people, hey, I ain't coming back to this church. They sung too long. My whole choir is seated now. I'm trying, I mean, we're going to switch them from performers to ministering to the Lord. We're going to switch them from drawing attention to themselves and get the whole flock to singing. Boy, we had a move Sunday, boy. What? Everybody was singing because the two praisers I had leading, they knew how to back up and let the people take over. They both got them to a place. They wasn't singing no more. The people took it over. And boy, I was out there when my grandson said, the glory of God hit the place. Yes, so one of the things, while I'm here, let me put a peg here. One of the things in our churches, we're going to stop all this performance. All these talented musicians and people who got to sing every Sunday. We're going to set them down. And get the wisdom of God so we can start praising God. Over in the Acts chapter 13, they say, ask their minister to the Lord, the Holy Ghost said. See, the Holy Ghost not going to say nothing unless you minister to the Lord. You can go through all the motion you want, and you can have the best singer, but until somebody minister to the Lord, the Holy Ghost is going to be solid. And so what happened, emotion fall before the glory fall. Got it? Got it? Oh, I see some of y'all churching. See, emotion fall, emotion look like the glory, but it's not the glory. Because when the glory come, people get healed. When the glory come, the church is added on to. When the glory, listen, when the glory come, the money flow. Emotion falling before the glory. When people operate by their own talent, Satan have a chance. I wasn't planning on going over there, but I'm here now. Satan have a chance to put a substitution for the glory. And they think they had good church, got nothing but sweat. We got to turn that around. And see, that's what praying will do. You'll minister the word, and then in the ministry, now the word is in charge. Not, I don't want to hurt her feeling, his feeling. No, the word is in charge. The spirit and the life of God is in charge. And the glory can hit at any moment. And the supernatural can manifest or demonstrate at any moment. Not the same old humdrum. Not the same song. No, glory starts singing. And new experiences take place. Fresh anointing. A fresh word. A fresh joy. You won't start a church.
You won't get a church a roll and you let that happen.
Yes, sir.
But you see, sometimes we let a few people control the whole ministry. Because we don't want them to leave. Man told my friend one time, told him, said he's a rich man. He said, I'm going to leave this church if them people keep running like that. And so they ran the next Sunday. And so he left. So he in his office, the pastor in his office. Watch this. He in the office with his head down between his legs. Oh, God, my highest cadre have left. He's concerned about his resources. God tapped him on the shoulder and said, no, I'm still here. See, you have to recognize God is the highest tither in your church. Because he provides everything. Sit down. Let's go back. Let's go back to work. Let's go back to church. Sit down.
Hallelujah.
And you see, when the early church got in trouble, they prayed. When the enemy was on their trail, they went to God in prayer. Notice here in the fourth chapter of Acts, we're just working in Acts here. Hallelujah. The fourth chapter of Acts. Then verse 23, I think it is. My. You know, and the church was in trouble. And people have a little respect for the church.
Amen.
Now, in this area, they got to respect this church. And the reason they have to respect it is because I'm a praying man.
Yeah.
And I preach the word.
Yeah.
No matter who come, no matter who leave, I'm going to pray and preach the word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I have never in my ministry been short on resources.
Yeah.
More so now.
Yeah.
But my wife is a witness. We always had what we need to carry the vision out. We paid for this bill in cash. Years ago, you know what I'm saying? But it always had the provision. So here, I don't want to read this whole thing this morning because I have some chapter 4, verse 23 through 33. And it said, when they had prayed, the place was shaken. Look at verse 33. And with great what? Give the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace on them all. Great power and great grace. That's a combination there, boy. Glory to God. You know, I'll tell you later on in the apostles' address, but grace don't work by itself. Grace always have a companion. Notice in Acts 5, then I'll give you some points that the Holy Ghost gave me directly. But I feel the Holy Ghost now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, grace always works with righteousness.
Yes,
grace works with truth.
Yes.
Grace can't operate without faith.
Yes.
How you will say it.
Yes.
And you can't get back to grace without faith.
Right.
Romans 5.
Yes, sir.
And so that's why I got to give the apostle address, because these grace teachers have taken scriptures out of the Bible. Like 1 John 1:29 had me taking it out. You can't take that out of the Bible. You got to confess. If you mess up, you need to repent. I don't want to get that this morning. Hallelujah. All right, in Acts 5:12 now. And by the hands of the apostle were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch.
Yeah.
And you know, it was constantly adding on. If the church not growing, there's an impartation of growth. You know, we used to go fly to California, go to the growth meeting. You know, Fred had that big church there, you know. Then we were there, and we were there for the growth meeting.
Yeah.
But there ain't too many grow. Because, you know, you go trying to be a copycat and still don't let the Lord work with you.
Right, sir. Right.
And then you be like the spy. You're small in your own eyes.
Yeah.
Because you go out there and you look on TV and let the memberships, big churches intimidate you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then you talk about my little small church, and then you go making excuses, you know. Our little town can't do much. Well, that excuse, you've lost that jail.
Right, right. That's over. That's over. Yes, sir.
You flunked that test. So now, get ready to take notes. These things are hot from the Holy Ghost. There's never any problem or ideal or new strategy that will cause you to leave the word and prayer. Never let no new strategy cause you to leave the word of God. As you remember, it's Acts 6:2. See, stay with the word, stay with prayer, stay with the word. I always stayed with prayer, stayed in prayer, and stayed with the word. And when I did, the Holy Spirit always helped me to be in victory.
Yes. Yes.
Stay in prayer.
Stay in prayer.
And he gives himself what? Continues to prayer and the ministry of the word.
Yes, sir.
Now also, always keep the feeding of the word in priority.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Always keep, turn to Matthew 4. Always keep the feeding of the word in priority. See, you can get with these strategies and these programs and these principles and all of these methodology, and you have no spirituality.
Yeah.
You need to be in the spirit. See, it's the spirit that runs the spirit world. It's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the executive executor of all divine substance. Hallelujah. And through prayer, you get in his presence and he give you a word. Nothing like a word from the Holy Ghost. You know how to flow and flourish in ministry continuously. Hallelujah. Feeding on the word. And I'm so thankful. I've been helped by a lot of people, you know. And if I would let it, I'd have been hurt by a lot. But the help was bigger than the hurt. So I don't allow myself to be hurt in ministry. I go home to my family when they go to acting up. I know Junior loved me, Carolyn loved me, Montreal and Sean and all of them, Jesse and all of them loved me. I go to my house and shut the door and say, y'all ain't hurting me. And then I say, I ain't going back no more. Hallelujah. Here in Matthew 4:4, Jesus give us a germ, a jewel in the fourth verse when he was in battle with the enemy. But he answered and said, Jesus did, it is written. Now you got to know what's written. And you can't know about what's written by reading. See, in order to know what's written, you got to pray before you read it. The word does not work without prayer. I wish I had somebody here praying with me this morning. The word does not work without prayer. And you know, you don't just pray to preach. You don't just pray over your sermon. No, the sermon going to take care of itself. Get a hold of God. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him about your infirmities. Lord, if you don't help me this morning, I'm going to fall flat on my face. It's when you all show yourself. Got all your I's dotted and T's crossed and got your glorious outline and have not prayed. And get up there and tell that poem. Praying in a hurry. Praying in the car while you're on the way to church. No, God don't want to accept that kind of prayer. He would accept it if you had prayed. Sit down, personal time for prayer. I'm doing all I can to stay here with you. I feel the Holy Ghost right now.
Yes, sir.
You've heard just these few moments. Now you see, you're not just hearing this, there's a breath on this.
Yes, sir.
See now, you may have known these scriptures, but there's a breath on them, you see,
right.
Because I'm preaching them through a fresh anointing.
Yes, sir.
That means in your ministry, yokes are being destroyed. Burdens are being lifted. See? The letter without the spirit, kill it. You see? So you sit in the meeting and say, well, I heard that. Some of the things I'm going to say, you haven't heard. Not like you're going to hear it here. Because it's fresh from the Holy Ghost. Every minister ought to have his own oven. So you can cook fresh bread. You know what I'm saying? Fresh bread. Say fresh bread. People start tired eating all the old stale bread you got off the truck. You need to have something fresh. The psalmist said, give me a fresh anointing. Give me a fresh word. Give me fresh power. Give me fresh wisdom. Give me fresh understanding. Give me fresh joy. Some of you come here hurting. I know it. Things may be going on in your ministry, things going on in your family. You know, you think you just held on, you're in bondage. No, that will be destroyed with the word. One word from God can change a whole lifetime. Hallelujah. Now notice with me here. But he answered and said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone. But every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. I said I alluded to the fact that many people have helped me in many things. That word proceeded. Sit down and underline that word proceeded. It will serve you well. The word must keep on coming. Proceeded. Not have proceed, but proceeded. Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Mean a rhema word. A word for this issue. Not an old stale word I done put off the shelf. No, it's a fresh word. See, this meeting, I asked for a fresh word. I got a lot of outlines stuff about ministry. No, I need a fresh word. And I feel so much better with a fresh word, you know. It goes through you. It's the preceding word. So we're talking about a feeding and preceding word. It's over in Acts 10:28. Say, take heed to yourself and all the flock, which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer, and feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. When the Lord reintroduced Peter to his fellowship, he told him three times, feed my sheep. Yes, sir. See, the feeding is important. Yes, sir. The feeding is important. We have a whole lot of fellowship with no feeding.
Yes, sir.
And prayer will call you to attention that you need to minister the word.
Yes.
All right? So always keep the feeding of the word in priority. Being honorable and full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom is a divine combination of power. And also the word will keep you full of faith. Being honorable. You know, we talked about honorable men when the Lord was bringing us into apostleship. The culture of honor. It causes us to stop condemning people. We in the loving people business. We in the changing people, not condemning them. Because a person got a fault, we don't put them on the other road by themselves. They need to really mingle with the sheep now. They need strength. They need love. They need help. Then, you know, you've read this in John 15:7. How many of y'all know what John 15:7 says without looking at your Bible? Now, if you put your hand up, I can call on you, you know. Now, how many of y'all know what John, you need to know this right at the tip. How many of y'all know what John 15:7 says? How are you going to be a minister and don't know what John 15:7 says? Turn to the Bible. Turn to it. What's the matter with you? You need to know this. I mean, how long you been in ministry? Yesterday? I mean, when that voice is called out, now don't get there talking about, oh, no, I know, oh, you didn't know it. Now, you cite scripture, you just got to know. You got to memorize it. I mean, that scripture there is too pertinent for a minister. I'm ashamed.
Come on, Dad.
I'm not sure. I think I know what it is. I'm not sure. Well, that's the way the devil kill you.
Yeah.
See, that scripture talking about an abiding word.
Yeah.
The word of God must always be at hand in ministry.
Yeah.
Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, he said, make a demand upon what is rightfully yours and I'll see to it that you get it. Yeah. One translation says that. Yeah. My God, maybe that's why you don't have no provision. Yeah. You don't know John 15 and 7.
Yeah. Watch it.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, watch it.
Yeah.
Watch it. That's right. Watch it. Watch yourself. You see, because you're here, see, we're talking about the feeding on the word. You got to feed the word, but you can't feed if you're not abiding.
Yeah.
Another scripture, if you continue in my word, you're my disciples indeed.
Yes, sir.
See, what have happened in ministry, listen to me, what have happened in ministry, we have went off, or many have went off to other things. And they don't have the breath. See, many ministries are short-winded. Many ministries suffering from asthma. They're not getting enough Holy Ghost oxygen. Many ministers are asthmatic.
Yeah.
You know them guys when they're preaching? Man, I said, man, catch your breath, man. You're in the Lord. And... I said, my God, man. And so, you see, these guys, this asthmatic, asthma ministry, you see, you don't have enough breath of the Holy Ghost breathing. Said, Jesus, breathe on them. That's the truth. Yeah. See, you got rid of the asthma in one way and you caught it another way. You don't know John 15 and 7. That's another attack of asthma. You got the abiding word. The abiding word. And then there is so wonderful. We'll talk about the word that make the word come alive, prayer, and the ministry of the word. Prayer. Well, you see, now there's a drop between that. The Holy Ghost showing me now. See, prayer will lead you into meditation of the word. See, because you pray, you meditate, then you minister. See, meditation give the word the right evaluation. Meditation bring forth the demonstration and the manifestation in the word before you preach it. And so when you preach it, you got the substance already on the inside of you. And those who listen to you know God talking to them. And I don't have no frail, weak man or woman talking to me, but that's the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Life come.
Life. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So turn with me to Hebrews 4 and 12. I'm not going to even ask you, do you know what that says? Because I'll probably send you home if you don't know what that says. Go away somebody else time. You've been in ministry all these years and don't know Hebrew 4 and 12. You see, you're preaching something else. That's what it is. You're dealing with something else. You're trying to, you know, you got some other stuff you're trying to put over. See, I've studied psychology, science of the mind. I've studied all of them. I studied Rev Mike. I studied all of them. I want to know what they were doing. And you just get far enough over there. Then I called my son and I said, get the truck. We're going to burn all these books. You remember in Acts 19 what happened, right? Yeah, but I had to see as an apostle, I didn't know why the Lord had me training on all this different stuff, reading this stuff and seeing the different angles. Because now when I come out to something that is not on line with the word of God, line on line and precept on precept, I can discern and as an apostle straighten out that doctrine to those who hang with me at least. So we won't be taken by something that looks like it's the right thing, but it's not the real thing. I threw some of them books back in the locker. God sent them to, but years ago, I threw the book back in. No, he said, 5 years later, he said, read it.
Yeah.
I threw Fred Price's book in there, too. Fred was so advanced, faint, foolish, and presumptuous. I said, man, this guy here's a cheeky. I don't know if y'all know what that word is. He's smart aleck. But I found out he's following the scripture. I had to get his book back out and read it.
Yeah.
Had not. I read those things. I'm talking to you, my sons and daughters. Had not I read those things, I would not be able to give you straight doctrine on this grace camp.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I went in to see some things.
Yeah.
Grace is good.
Yes,
but you got to use it right.
Yes,
and we're going to use it right. And I'm going to talk about balancing grace with the whole counsel of God.
Yes,
everything in the word got to be, that's scripture, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, everything in the world got to be balanced with the whole concept of God. These guys get off on this one subject and get lost in the storm.
Wow.
and they need balance, and we're going to bring it to our group. But here you want to have in your ministry all the time a quickening word. A word that is alive, a word that can lift a person, a word that can break the devil's hand hold off a person, a word that can set a family free on Sunday morning. They're sitting in your church and say, "Oh, Reverend, I got free. We had something in our home we couldn't get out." But that quickening word have operated like a two-edged sword, have cut and divide, and give us the thoughts and the intent of your heart. Glory to God. That is Hebrews 4:12. It says, the word says, "For the word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword." Now that's not going to come out unless you pray. Amen. See, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen?
Amen.
See, that word is alive. And see, but that word, I found out, if you don't pray, if you don't pray, it's like reading a history book. You see, men of God wrote as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So if that word is written by men moved by the Holy Ghost, you're gonna have to be read and preached by men and women who are moved by the Holy Ghost. See, the Bible is a Holy Ghost book. The Bible is not a book of talent, not a book of smartness and PhD. No, the Bible is for people who know they're weak. Apostle Paul said, "My infirmities make me strong." You see, all your academics, some of y'all are real smart. Your academic can be a curse to you in spiritual things if you don't know how to depend on the Holy Ghost. Some of y'all went to school, y'all are real smart. See, I didn't have no problem, I don't know nothing. So I just yield to the Holy Ghost. But some of y'all are real smart, you know. Some of y'all are doctors, lawyers, and all that stuff, and school teachers and all that. And then you get all messed up because you're trying to give God English. Just say what he tell you, say, man. Then one of my boys' church, then prevailing word, then Acts 19:20. I think that's where it is. Huh? Acts 19:20. Turn it. Huh? That's the right word. 19:20. Said, yeah. You see, when you pray, you're gonna have a prevailing word. Prevailing over what? Prevailing over what? Whatever. Prevailing over your preaching, prevailing over your teaching, prevailing over your ministry, prevailing over your body, your family, prevailing over your health, prevailing over your finances, a prevailing word. Not only a quickening word, not only a feeding word, not only a abiding word, but having a prevailing word. See, prayer will cause your word to prevail. That's a $500 check. Prayer will cause your word, the word, to prevail. I have had these 40 years and these 38 years of passion have so much fun in my life.
Yeah,
have you had challenges?
I see it.
Have you had hell yeah. Yeah. Is hell still open? Yeah, that's why I say hell yeah, because that the hell is who sent the problem.
Yeah.
Y'all get all scared.
Yeah,
I've had problems. Have you had crazy people? Yeah, I'm dealing with crazy people. Have any family ever come to me? Yes, the family ever come again. Ministers come again? Yes, they came again. But they couldn't stop me. The Lord said to me one time, families got against me one time, and the Lord said, "They may gather together, but it's not of me." When you use the word properly and pray properly, I heard somebody say, "No weapon." Say it, no weapon. See, because y'all believe that some kind of weapon holding your ministry back. No, I'm going to tell you a grand truth right now. You know what the problem with your ministry? You. Oop, that is. You the problem. When you go in prayer, that mirror going to show you where you need to comb your hair. They're going to show you where your lipstick on crooked.
Yeah.
See, and then you're going to be able to straighten it out. Then your ministry is going to start flowing.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'll say something with great reverence. My ministry is where it is because of me and God.
Yes,
let's put him first, God and me.
Yes, sir.
But I had to be involved. How many of y'all ready for a change and go deeper?
Amen.
I had two things the Lord said. The Lord asked me, he said, you ready to go higher? I said, yes, sir. He said, well, you can't go higher without going deeper. He said, the higher you go, the deeper you need to go, because you got to have the right foundation. I said, take me both ways, Lord. See. Now, I want something to happen to your ministry while we're here. I'm going to say enough for something to happen. I feel the glory. Now, as I hold my hand up, I feel the presence of God. The presence of God, I mean, you could feel it. And he's here to do some things for us, because we love him. And the main thing is that there's such a respect in LTMA, something got to happen. See, I don't know. I've been around a lot of organizations. I've never seen the respect to delegated authority like we got in ours. Yeah, thank God for it, but it's much prayer. You see, much prayer. And then the Lord learned us the culture of honor, how to treat people right. You got to treat people right, man. Sit down, y'all trying to make me quit. I'm just getting warm up here. So you got the prevailing, you got the feeding word, you got the prevailing word, that's $1,000 check. You got the feeding word, The feeding word, the preceding word, the abiding word, the quickening word. Never go to the pulpit.
Come on.
Without one of these. Sometime with all of them. All right? Amen. Then we have over in Matthew 8:8. A great revelation. A great revelation. Glory to God. I don't know, boy, but I'm preaching myself happy. Yeah, because I'm learning with you, you know. Yeah, I think my ministry is going to be better off when I get through here after I let the Holy Ghost impart some other things to me, you see. Hallelujah. See, some of y'all downhearted and been struggling. I know it is in every group. And you're good people. That's not bad, but ain't nobody. Ain't no whoremonger or somebody, adultery. It's just good people, but just can't seem to get their foot off the ground. You know what I'm saying? Get their foot off the ground. Why? Well, if you follow what the Lord is saying to us this week, I promise you, everybody in ministry will change. But you see now, the word gonna slice some things you may be doing. You're gonna have to stop. See, I was full blessing teaching grace. And then the Lord came in my office and said, you see this? I said, yes, sir. You see this? I said, yes, sir. You see this? I said, Lord, you don't have to talk to me no more. I'll take it from here. You almost naturally can take it once you see it in the spirit, you see. But some people, you know, they're the auger. You know, they got so much respect for people. More respect for people than God. Then they don't want to admit they were wrong. Just keep on. You see the thing wrong, you just keep on going to save your face. I ain't got no face. I'm with the Lord, me. All right. In a spoken word. There in 8:8, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only. And my servant shall be healed. You know, I won't change it. Speak the word only. Add it with the abiding word. Speak to your ministry. You want your ministry to change? You want your ministry to be blessed? Speak the word only. Now, that's a word you've prayed over. That's a word you've gotten through prayer, right? Put in prayer and the word together, and the result is incredibly powerful. I wrote for you listening, the book of Acts should have been called the book of prayer. They got in trouble, brother, they prayed. I almost read that text where they prayed. Now, if you would turn to me, one of my favorite scriptures along this line is in John's Gospel, chapter 6. It took me many years to understand this scripture because I had not gone in the spirit realm far enough. But thank God, if you keep going, you'll get there. If you go in the right direction, you're hungry and you're thirsty. Stay thirsty, my friend. That's what that man said on TV. Yeah, stay thirsty, my friend. Yeah, hallelujah. That's important that you stay. Stay thirsty. I like that guy. Stay thirsty, my friend. He's talking about alcohol, but he said, stay thirsty, my friend. I took it spiritually. I said, oh, I got that. Jesus said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. What did he say there'll be? I believe that sometime in ministry we're not hungry enough for God. We're hungry for ministry. And we leave God out. If we get God, the ministry is going to come. Amen. Now, here's a powerful verse. Most of you know it and probably can preach it better than me. But there in John 6:63, prayer, and here's the statement, prayer opens the spiritual world that is hidden in the word. Wow. Now you see, if you didn't write that down, you're not worth your salt. You're just wasting my time. Just eat pepper. Listen, prayer opens the spiritual world that is hidden in the word. You never heard that before. No, that's fresh from heaven. You ain't read that in no book before. What book? Come on, who read that in the book? The same thing here. Prayer opens, plural, the spiritual world that is hidden in the word. You see? There's a spiritual world that is hidden in the word, man. And that's the only way you're going to be able to get there. The word is the vehicle to the spiritual world. The word is the vessel. Another $1,000 charge. The word is the vehicle to the spiritual world. Yes, sir. What I said?
The word is the vehicle to the spiritual world.
Why would you travel in something else? Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Listen to what the word says here now. One of my favorite. It is the spirit that created. 663. It is the spirit that quickeneth, make alive. That Sam quickened was in Hebrew 4:12. The flesh profited nothing. Now watch what he says here. The words that I speak unto, wait a minute now, unto you. Now listen, look at me. This is personalized. This is not no group therapy here. He said, the word that I speak unto you, the word that I speak unto you, the word that I speak unto you. See, the words that I speak unto you. Now, how am I going to get him to speak this kind of word to me? Prayer. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Not the word I spoke in that book you read. Now, if you're going to preach out the book, go ahead and stay with the book long enough for him to speak it to you. Because revelation is to preach. But if you preach secondhand revelation, they're going to get a secondhand result. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words that I do not speak to you, they are not spirit and they are not life. They're just words. Now listen at it again, because I felt the Holy Ghost. Listen. Prayer opens the spiritual world that is hidden in the word. Prayer opens healing and miracles and signs and wonders and the breath of God that is in the word. See. Then I went on to say, as the Spirit of God was ministering to me, prayer and the word is a divine combination of the supernatural. I believe that we have not seen the supernatural as we should see the supernatural. It's because we don't have that combination strong enough. Now you can do a lot of praying and praying wrong. See, you have to pray the word. Then your word to prayer.
Come on now.
You get that by Thursday. In other words, you're preaching the word through prayer, your prayer life.
Yeah.
And that word will have the life in it, you see.
Yeah.
So prayer and the word is a divine combination of the supernatural. Yeah. You're not seeing the supernatural enough? You don't have enough of a combination of prayer and the word. They used to wonder how my spiritual father could walk up to the pulpit, even me myself a lot of time, and the glory hit. Mm-hmm. Now you can sense, you know, the Lord told me to open the school of ministry for the student to see the glory. Now we train them, but so they can see the glory when the glory hit. Now you can tell right here in this room that we're not in a regular place.
Right.
Why? Because of prayer.
Yes, sir.
It's not because of no human, superhuman. It's because God endorses his prayer and his word. Many times, 4 or 5 times, I could have stopped and the Holy Ghost would have hit with great strength. And all y'all would be on the floor, you know, kicking and jumping with a real move. But I want to, my goodness, I'm trying to get out of here now. I want to, and the glory here. God endorses his word, man. And whether you know it or not, huh? Your ministry is shaking like dry bones this morning. Because they're being, yes. Whether you know it or not, we're about to go in the valley. And them bones going to stand up, brother. Whatever holding your ministry back, going to have to turn it loose. Because the life of God is here. What? My. The life of God. That's the roll of money, all right. But rubber band, that's the old time there. Rubber band money. That's an $1,100 check. Money moving. One minister to his ignorance. Ain't got to be putting no money up at the altar and bringing the money, showing no money. To his ignorance and his hurt. And it's what that word is, demise. When you die. Demise. To his demise. He better shut his mouth. Every man that rose up against me fell like a ton of bricks in due season. Some came to me and asked me to pray for them so I can get it off them. I did. So I tell them, if there's any way they can sneak listeners to this message as a brother in Christ, just shut up. Because this thing is divinely from God. You get to run in your mouth because you can't understand it. You need to settle on somebody who knows what they're doing. You need to settle on one of my sons or daughters so they can train yourself right. You're up there running your mouth, mad, upset. Upset. The money's sticking to you, girl. Upset. All right, sit down. I'm going to give you a few more. What time is it? Yeah, go. Always take time to pray for the people you're going to minister to. Who I've been praying for this week? You.
Yes, sir.
Open their ears, Lord.
Yes.
Open their eyes.
Yes.
Open their hearts.
Yes,
open their mind.
Yes,
so they can receive from you.
Yes.
Give me enough compassion and toughness.
Yes.
And boldness. Not just this lovey-dovey-dovey. No, let me cut when it's time to cut.
Yes.
But let them, while I'm cutting, still know I'm loving them.
Yes.
I know you wouldn't let no doctor operate on you. Doctor said, I don't love you, but I'm going to put in a cut right here. I said, hold up, doc. Call my husband in here, my wife in here, somebody. You know? The precious purpose is to reveal the Father through Christ. That's the precious purpose of your ministry. To reveal the Father through Christ. You start doing that. You start to see Christ. It was just here for one thing. To reveal the Father. Our ministries are here for one thing. To reveal the Father. When you start. Because we're passing through here. Right? Amen. Prayer and the word preach. Release an atmosphere of grace, faith, love, righteousness, forgiveness, mercy, etc. See, it's an atmosphere. Let me go back over this because I want you to get this now. Because see, people, the reason people keep returning the word of life, they know that the atmosphere is going to come. See, prayer and the word preach release an atmosphere of grace, an atmosphere of faith, an atmosphere of love, an atmosphere of righteousness, an atmosphere of forgiveness, an atmosphere of mercy, and on joy. It's going on peace. You see? Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
Encounters, enlightenment, and empowerment enters into a breakout and a breakthrough by this type of anointing. Encounters with God. enlightenment, empowerment. You see? See? That's what preaching will do for you. Rightly preaching. Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
There in Acts 19, verse 17 and 20, it says the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified as mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. The name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Unusual results always happen when prayer and the word is mixed properly. What kind of result?
Unusual.
Now, if you don't have no unusual things happening in the church, people ain't gonna come along.
Come on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because they can get in the secular world, the job,
right.
Routine.
Yeah. Right.
But there must be revelation.
Yes, sir. Right.
There must be a spark from God.
Yes, sir.
See, people's spirit are hungry.
We
get enough mental food out of everything else, but the spirit man need to be fed. So unusual results. Everybody say unusual results.
Unusual results.
I want you to expect unusual results in your ministry. The next time you stand up to preach anywhere, I want you to expect that you have been imparted with the ability to receive unusual results with an unusual anointing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then sometime I want you to be able to stand the next time you preach and say, ladies and gentlemen, we will have unusual results in here today.
Yeah.
Sometime Jesus tell them, you see.
Yeah.
Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Yeah.
See, he told them. So I want you to know what to expect.
Yes,
the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I'm anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. The poor start hunting each other. Say, man, this is our deal right here. This man, yeah, that's the man right there. That's the man I want here.
Yes, sir.
Preach deliverance to the captive.
Yes.
Recover the heal of brokenhearted.
Yes, yes.
I mean, them guys in there with elbows said, man, I'm glad I came to this church.
Yes.
This church,
yes.
This man telling us what he going to do before it happened.
Yes. Yes,
sir.
Jesus did it.
Yes.
I'm told every time he went in, he started with that text.
Yes.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So I start doing the same thing. Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Yeah.
See? So unusual results be upon your ministry. Do you receive it? Huh? Do you believe in receiving? See, the Spirit, not a man, but the Spirit, man, the Holy Ghost, know why this meeting was called. If you follow suit, you're going to see some unusual results.
Yes, sir.
Everywhere. In your finances, too. You know I have that anointing on me. I can't impart nothing without some money coming out of it. Because that's an anointing God gave me. Don't get upset. Because I'm blessing you, won't let me tell you how. And you're trying to imitate me. Now you're imitating and got irritated. Then you really know the whole truth. Everything I got paid for. All six of them fireplaces paid for. And the wood too. And this is a guy trying to imitate, and they get upset, you know, and then they say, he getting all the money. I'm going to get all the money. This is dumb. It's asinine.
Yes, sir. Right. Come on,
Dad. I ain't even looking for no money.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Dad.
Here we will bring many inefficient moments. Better get set down because I'm going to quit in a few minutes, 5:12. But here we will bring many, while we do the prayer and the word, you understand? Here we will bring many inefficient moments in our ministry in a place of great power.
Yes.
Got it?
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes,
see, I believe the anointing here for that.
Yes,
see, it's just not one time. You might hear me say things over my spiritual father. You know, I'll get to think about it. You know, them boys was in the shopping center, Brother Hagin, and they asked him, say, why are men listening at you so much and they really don't listen at us? He said, y'all echo. I'm a voice. I declare every person under the sound of my voice is a voice. When they speak, the oracles of God will come out of their mouth and men will know they're in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Can you take that?
Yes,
I believe this is part of the impartation God had me to bring before you. I got a few more items I got to give you this morning, because tomorrow morning I'm going somewhere else in prayer. I don't know if you heard this. Let me say it slowly, because when I heard it, here in this moment here, we will bring many inefficient moments in our ministry in a place of great power. See, moments in your ministry. Moments that things not working out right. Moments that bring in despair. Well, you leaving here with an anointing to change those moments by the grace of God. Prayer will reveal the answer to the poverty and powerlessness of the average minister. You listening? Neglect of prayer is the reason for poor progress, slow victory, slow growth, and little fruit in your ministry. Sit down so you can write that. I'm going to let you get up a minute. We're going to go. Neglect of prayer, are you listening to me? Is the reason for poor progress, slow victory, slow growth, little fruit in your ministry. Prayer will set your ministry up for constant victory and perpetual progress. It'll never stop growing. Ministry does not just grow by number and money. No, there's an increase on the inside that will attract the outside to it.
Yes, sir. Mm. Wow. Strong.
Three more things. Prayer and the word is a combination weapon when they become one. No weapon of the enemy can stop it. That's Isaiah 54:17. You know that. No weapon formed against you. Prayer and the word. Pressure, persecution, problem, people, personal dilemmas, we must prevail. Prevail over people, prevail over pressure, prevail over persecution, prevail over problem, prevail over personal dilemmas. We got to get delivered to call deliverance to other people. Somebody behind me today, they're in here using a little gray car. I was in my black BMW. I don't know who you were. You tried to pass me, but I don't like that random be hitting my windshield. That was a 760. That's why I pull off from you so fast. You in here? I said, I bet that's somebody going to my church, but they ain't passed me. Vroom. Who was that? You know you're behind me in that white car, that gray car. You saw that black BMW took off. You tried to catch up with it too. I saw you. I put the gas down a little bit more. And I said, follow me on to the house. All right. That's the last statement. That's the last statement here. You're right here this morning. And then guess what scripture is from? The one you didn't know. John 15:7. Revelation rests reigning in ministry and revival is all there in John 15:7. You abide in me and my words abide in you. Ask what you will and it shall be done. Stand up and raise your hand. Praise God for what you heard. It's 12 o'clock. I need 4 feedback. Who gonna be first? Raise your hand. Feed me back something you heard that could be a blessing to you. And you got your hand up, Marker? All right, you're gonna be the first one. I'm gonna let 4 people give me a feedback right quick. It's 12 o'clock, but I need some feedback. What you got, Marker?
The precious purpose is to reveal the Father through Christ.
Yeah. Precious purpose is to reveal the Father. Don't get on your own little throne. Keep giving God the glory. Hallelujah. That's one of the success of my ministry. All right. Son, you got your hand up?
Yes, sir.
All right, what you got?
Prayer opens the spiritual world that is hidden in the word.
That's a doozy there, boy.
Yes,
huh?
Yes,
huh?
Yes,
that's preachable there.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Everything I say, you can preach it again, you know. You connect it to me.
Yeah.
That's a word there, boy.
Yes,
all right. Who else had it? All right, lady. Right there.
6:2. It is no reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And see, now serving table there can be in the beginning of your ministry. You know, I was all on top of the roof, helping them put roof on and stuff. In the beginning of your ministry, you know. But it's fine as it grows where you can come off the roof. You know, yeah, all right, trying to do everything, you know. All right, that's good. All right, son, I see you with your hand back. What is it?
Prayer in the word is a combination of a weapon that can't be stopped.
Mm-hmm. Now, you see, if you take that, that is something that's powerful. One more, wasn't it? I say one more. All right, lady, right there.
Hebrews 4:12. We must have a quickening word. Pray first and meditate, for the Bible is a Holy Ghost book.
Yeah, there it is, right there. Let's lift our hand now and give God the glory. Boy, I certainly got, I don't know if you got help. I got blessed, man. And then we got 7 more trips. Glory to God. If this convention would end right now, you can go back to your state and your parish, wherever your county, wherever you're from, and cut up. Just following each one of these points. My goodness. Father, we just praise you. And thank you. We give you all the credit and all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for ministering to us. We minister back to you. You the Most High God. Your goodness is ever before us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that all of our ministry have changed. Just in this moment in your presence, we thank you and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, sit down and get the envelope and give now. Don't be no ducking preacher. Ducking the offering. Ducking prayer. We come back tonight at 7, right? 7 tonight, yeah. Praise God. Pretty good start. I mean, the glory is set in you ever since we started. I see the glory. Right now, I'm looking at it. It's right there over you. Yeah, the glory. I see it. And you know, you can't do much work without the glory. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil in trouble. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's holding people down. God got a call on their life. No, he's not. Not in the LTMA, you all. You're not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm a success because God made me a success. Say it. I'm not a mess. I'm a success. Because God made me successful. Devil trying to tell you you're a mess sometimes because something's not working right, you know. Get that envelope from your mom for me. I got my bishop ring on. Jesse Duplantis paid for this ring. He bought the storm. It was in Hawaii, and I got it done. And then, what that boy do to make our rings?
What
his name is?
Jesse Gilbert.
Yeah, Jesse. He's cufflinked from Jesse. And Jesse made his apostle ring for us. And then, I'm just trying to show you how to dress. And this is this watch here with the leopard here. It's a Rolex watch. See, ministers need to just dress right. Ministers with them little black shirts open and up on them, you know, trying to be popular and all that. We need to dress proper. My dad My dad, boy, I got in a meeting one time. My dad saw me, look at me, but I just got there. That's why I'm not hot on my boys when they come in with shirts on. I know they just got there. My dad look at me, you know. He said, Brother Tom, that's you back there? I said, yes, sir. Oh, keep dignity in ministry. You know, I tried it. I bought some clothes, had a little jacket on, some jeans on. I said, well, I'm going to start doing this. I called the boys. I'm going to start doing this. First night, I flunked the test. I fell out of place. A little tight shirt on, little tight jeans on, little jacket on. All expensive, but it just don't look right. Yeah. All right. Ready? Y'all ready? Are you still right? You got the envelope? You got your envelope? You got it ready? That sounds like a funeral. Y'all can get nothing, you can't get nothing better. I'm about to go to sleep. Oh, man. Gotcha! That was what Al Sharpton was saying on the news. He messed you up and then he said, gotcha. Father, we thank you. We heard your word. Many men and women here who got great calling on their life, great anointing. I thank you for our fellowship. And I thank you that this week we will have a glorious week. And we hold these first seeds up before you and expect you to manifest in our finances. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, he's going to serve you, and then we'll be on our way. Leslie Roy got some announcement. You got an announcement, son? You also can see that I've been eating a certain way. Boy, I got back this suit. I couldn't get in this suit. I said, Lord, Ron know what I'm talking about. He ought to know what I'm talking about. Turn his head. And boy, I went in the closet we did it for a month. My wife and I were going on something else today. But I went in the closet and I put this in. I said, maybe the other one will fit. Man, I've gotten there, all my suit fit. I said, hallelujah. Man, you talking about some money was in hell in bondage. Thank God. You want to know what I'm doing? What you call? What is it? Super shred. It's very easy too, because you got meals and you got three snacks a day. But you're eating all the time. I eat seven times a day. It's three snacks and four meals. And now I tell you, now you got to have a good wife for that. See, my wife ain't cooking all that. We got to cook. Because it got to be fixed, you know, in different ways, you know. But I tell you what, it deals with numbers too. You know, if blood pressure, different stuff, you're getting that stuff out your system. And it'd work. It'd be a blessing, you know. I saw Ron here one time. Abbott tried to help him, you know. Ron's stomach, he'd been eating them donuts. I can't even get my stomach out there. And that suit was just sitting there. And every now and then, Abbott's wife fell off. She tried to pull it down a little bit. I said to myself, I preach. I said, it ain't gonna help. But he went back home and got it ready. You be out with him now, they'd be patting up around and say, I don't want none. See you tonight.